President Donald Trump announced plans to impose a 100% tariff on all films produced outside the United States, including those by American studios that shoot abroad. In a statement posted on his Truth Social platform, Trump labeled runaway film production a national security threat and said it was undermining Hollywood and U.S. messaging. "The movie industry in America is dying a very fast death," Trump wrote, accusing foreign governments of using tax incentives to lure American productions overseas. He directed the Department of Commerce and the U.S. Trade Representative to begin implementing the new tariffs immediately. The proposed policy could impact major studios like Netflix, Disney, and Warner Brothers, which often film in countries such as Canada, the UK, and Australia to reduce costs. Trump's remarks come amid ongoing efforts by industry unions to push for federal tax incentives to retain film production domestically. While the tariffs aim to bring back U.S.-based production, critics argue they could harm the industry. Economists and industry insiders warned the move might reduce overall film production or trigger retaliatory measures from other countries, threatening the global box office. Hollywood studios earned more than $3 billion internationally in 2024, according to the Motion Picture Association. It remains unclear how the tariffs would be enforced, particularly for films with mixed domestic and international production. Trump did not specify whether the policy would extend to TV shows, commercials, or digital content. The announcement follows earlier reports of actor Jon Voight working with unions and executives on federal policy, though expectations had focused on tax incentives rather than tariffs. The Motion Picture Association declined to comment on the proposed measures. The Biden campaign and international trade observers are expected to respond in the coming days.